Throughout this election season, we're broadcasting excerpts from the candidates' stump speeches. Today we'll hear from President Bush. He spoke about the war on terrorism on Monday in Marlton, New Jersey.
The people of New Jersey were among the first to understand how the world changed. On September the 11th, from places like Hoboken and Jersey City, you could look across the Hudson River and see the Twin Towers burning. We will never forget that day. And we will never forget our duty to defend America. Out of the horror that day, we also saw good emerge. America has seen a new generation of heroes, police, firefighters, members of the military. Americans have felt a new sense of community in neighborhoods and across our country. We've been reminded that all of us are a part of a great American story that is larger than our individual lives. And we have been reminded of our solemn responsibility to defend freedom. September the 11th also changed the way we should look at national security. But not everyone realizes it. The choice we face in this election, the first presidential election since September the 11th, is how our nation will defeat this threat. Will we stay on the offensive against those who want to attack us?
Yes.
Or will we take action only after we are attacked?
No.
Will we make decisions in the light of September the 11th or continue to live in the mirage of safety that was actually a time of gathering threats? And in this time of choosing, I want all Americans to know you can count on me to fight our enemies and defend our freedom. Winning the war on terror requires more than tough-sounding words repeated in the election season. America needs clear moral purpose and leaders who will not waver, especially in the tough times. And winning the war on terror requires a strategy for victory. Unlike my opponent, I understand the struggle America faces, and I have a strategy to win.
President Bush speaking on Monday in Marlton, New Jersey. Tomorrow we'll hear part of a stump speech from Democrat John Kerry. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.